through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Tim Bat in the studio.
At me.
At him. Hey, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. You're our, congratulations. You are our first guest back at, live in the studio.
Thank
that
you
we've
so
had
much.
In seven, eight, nine. How many weeks has it been?
I never win anything,
3 million,
so this is great.
Yes. Oh, that's
I never win anything either.
That's all right.
Do you get into competitions?
No, not anymore. Okay. I got burned too many times, yeah. You know? Heartbreaking.
I won a raffle when I was eight, and the prize was like this beautiful China doll, which is very exciting when you're an eight-year-old. And they gave it to the old man who got to the desk first because they're being polite, and my heart broke.
What? That's not how winning
works.
That's
not how competition works. No, it's not.
And that is some bullshit.
We've let it go. Name and shame them on the radio.
Well, I don't know who they were.
Oh, what kind of arsehole dude takes a porcelain doll off an eight-year-old girl?
To be fair, I don't think he knew he was doing that, but
I don't know if he's the target market for that prize, you know.
I just want to share this text we got in. Tim, it says, "Great television, Tim. You are the freaking best." There's a full stop between each, and then it says, "Thank you, sir. Stay on air."
I haven't even said anything. Man, all right, I really got to earn my chips now.
Earn your chips
the pressure's
now.
On. So, folks, since last time I was in here, a few things happened.
Yes.
One of the big ones was the budget,
where the government
went, how much money could we spend if we put our minds to it? Interestingly, for the media, which is, I would say, one of the two most vulnerable industries alongside tourism because of COVID-19, has not got a specific announcement of riches and jewels and gemstones in the budget, and all Grant Robertson said is that there will be some forthcoming announcements and plans are being developed in the coming months, which is really, I would say, not what the industry wants to hear at the moment.
I mean, they obviously must think that they've got it covered because they made that announcement.
Yeah, they're definitely, this is just conjecture and what I think, but I would say they're definitely working stuff out behind closed doors, and I think that the big media organisation chiefs will be in talks now with Grant Robertson, which is why we haven't heard a public kind of kick-up of the fact that there was no formal announcement in the budget. It also might allude to the fact that there is quite a big package coming, but ultimately, we just don't know.
Just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, this is hot off the heels of Bauer announcing that it was shutting down its New Zealand operations, and I was just desperately trying to catch up with Colin Peacock, who is RNZ's media analyst and commentator, a piece that came out from him this morning. Apparently the titles, New Zealand Women's Weekly, North and South, The Listener, Next, Your Home and Garden, and others, which were all owned and operated by Bauer in New Zealand.
Bauer Corporation.
The deadline is now May 29th for a potential buyer to swoop in and grab those assets.
Less than two weeks
if you want to put a bid in for that. Speaking,
you could buy that and TV3?
Yeah.
If we wanted to.
You want to know what's weird, Tess? I forgot 3 was on the market, but it is. I haven't heard of anything about that for ages.
So you could buy both.
I reckon MediaWorks will want people to almost forget about that just for the moment while it builds up some semblance of worth.
They're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Just wait for some advertising revenue to come back and the economy to right itself a little bit. Speaking of media assets being bought and sold, wow, what a weird thing that's going on with NZME and stuff. So, for those who haven't been following along, which is most people, you got your lives to live, but here's an interesting story of something that happened in the New Zealand media. So NZME has attempted to buy stuff several times over the last 5 years.
Yeah. And they're really keen.
They're super keen. They're hot on stuff. And they've gone to the Commerce Commission formally twice to try and okay a purchase. They need to do that because there is some potential issues around plurality of media voices. We're such a small country.
Good conversation.
Yeah, you don't want to have a total monopolisation of the opinions and the viewpoints and the news making that's being disseminated.
The Commerce Commission ruled that it was a monopoly, eh?
Yes, they blocked it on those grounds, that it would be basically harmful to a diversity of voices in media. So they've blocked it twice. In the wake of basically the arse falling out of the media business because of COVID-19, they made another attempt at buying it for a dollar. So NZME tried to buy stuff for $1 off Nine Entertainment, which
it's
is
just
an
so
Australian
sassy. Every time I think about it, they're like,
real sassy.
Tell you what, I'll give you a buck.
Here's where things get interesting, though. So this deal was very public. It was being written about, interestingly, in both media organisations, NZME outlets and in Stuff outlets. But Nine, who owns Stuff, came through and said, nah, our talks have ended. We're not in a negotiation period with you at all.
Ooh.
And NZME said, no, you totally are. You're absolutely in
so
an exclusive
right?
negotiation
it's like
period.
It's he said, she said.
It's so weird that NZME went to the High Court to stop Nine Entertainment talking to any other parties.
Whoa.
Because NZME believed it was in an exclusive negotiation period.
Far
and
out.
Stuff's owner, Nine Entertainment, just didn't believe them. So someone's right. The judge.
How do you not know if you're like?
I know.
How is there confusion around whether you're in talks about being bought or not?
This is the crazy thing. Like, I would have thought that there'd be a really straightforward, written down on paper kind of a deal.
Like, there would be an email thread about this, I feel like.
So the New Zealand High Court threw out NZME's attempt at an injunction. Basically, NZME was trying to get an injunction against Nine Entertainment from talking to anyone else about selling this asset. So let me put it like this. NZME thought it was exclusive with Stuff, but Stuff was like, this is an open relationship, babe. And then
they were almost like, I'm not with you.
Well, that's sort of what it got to. And then NZME were like, we need to go to a relationship counsel because I definitely told you that we were exclusive.
We had this conversation.
And then the relationship counsel was like, nah, I don't think you guys were exclusive. or at least you weren't as clear-cut exclusive enough for me to step in and tell you that. So
you guys
the High
need
Court
to
threw it out.
Work it out between yourselves.
So now NZME has withdrawn its application from the Commerce Commission, its latest one. Who knows who's going to buy Stuff?
Do you think they were like, while all this is going on with COVID and everything's a bit weird, should we just like
go on a break?
Play this weird game?
I'm not going to get too much into the weeds of the like personal politics of it, but it does seem like there is a bit of that. Like Nine Entertainment is getting a bit bitchy and weird about it. Just because I think rumours are important when you're on the radio and you know, spread
stuff
around.
We need like
around.
A rumour sting that's like, this rumour.
There is a rumour that the NBR is trying to team up with basically like a venture capitalist or a conglomerate fund to make a bid for the Stuff assets, because it's a pretty significant media asset.
Yeah.
And look, frankly, it's all, you know, fun and games for us to talk about the you know what I'm trying to say.
All the she.
Ultimately, Stuff is the largest employer of journalists in the country.
It's actually a massive deal.
This is a huge deal.
There's a lot of people's lives tied up in this.
I mean,
what was with
it's election year. We need info. We always need info, but we particularly need info.
The thing that I don't understand about this entire situation is, what was with the $1 thing? Was that NZME trying to be like, you're worthless?
Essentially, like, it means you're worthless at the moment. It means we see value in the assets, or else we wouldn't put a bid in.
Yeah.
But it's basically just about grabbing all of the, I've used this term before, but going concern of the business, which means you take all the assets and all the liabilities as well.
Yeah.
So you have to take on all of the debt.
Take the good with the bad.
Previously, when they'd made applications to buy it, was it for a higher number?
Yeah, it was for a higher number than a dollar.
That's just like so strange.
I'm actually not sure if it ever got to an advanced enough stage that we knew what that amount was, but I heavily suspect it was more than a buck.
It's just,
although who knows?
Wild, really.
Nothing surprises me anymore. And 2020 cannot surprise me. Touch
crazy
wood.
Time to be alive.
Briefly, you wanted to touch on some things that came out this morning.
I just thought it would be probably a good opportunity to have a chat about Simon Bridges, because
I know it's been a wild old morning for the National Party.
Do you know what? So he's brought this upon himself. Like, literally, I'm not saying figuratively.
He literally
has asked for the leadership challenge to happen.
Which is a bit unusual for the leader
the hell
of the
out
party.
Of it. There's a lot I don't like about Simon Bridges, and just me personally, I think he's never got a grip on communicating with New Zealand. I don't think he's ever clicked with the public, and
reckon.
I think his poll numbers are showing that now. But I reckon this is a good move.
It is a good move,
If you're potentially going to get the arse, you kind of want to, like, be in control of that situation and have it on your terms. And you want to do it as early as possible when we're, you know, 4 or whatever months away from an election.
But also still in the... quite close to the election, though.
it was for Labor last time as well,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But, I mean, also aid of, I guess, greater democracy and greater transparency, you want these conversations to be a little bit more, I guess, like out in the open. You want people to know what's going on. All the kind of behind the scenes stuff puts people off politics, yeah. Full stop, kind yeah. of. That's sort of always a big issue when all this sort of in-party fighting goes on, because people go, oh, what is it all That's about it. Anyway, and kind of can the whole thing.
His leadership's been dogged for a long time, and I think that it's totally the right move to go, basically, all right, well, either everyone's with me and you got to put up or shut up right now. So either keep me as the leader and on we go into the election, or get someone else in.
Or
but
get
let's
me out of
stop
here.
Doing this weird, someone's about to take over, Judith Collins is about to make a coup attempt,
no.
da da da. And she actually formally pulled out a leadership bid. I mean, like, she isn't
She's
going
like,
for
I'm
the
not
leadership.
Doing it.
She's
it's
not.
Just Nikki Kay and
Todd Muller.
Who did you guys know anything about him? Because I sure didn't.
I think he's quite liked rurally.
It's just one of those like guys who looks like a thumb. You know those national dudes who look like thumbs? Just like a bald, white, middle-aged dude. I should probably like look more into his politics. It's pretty base of me. But Nikki
well,
Kay's pretty good.
The national MP for the North Shore electorate looks exactly like John Key. Have you seen him? My dad got a pamphlet, he lives on the North Shore, into the mail, and he thought it was John Key running for the North Shore National.
It's one way to do
but
it,
it's
eh?
Not.
Just model yourself on a former Prime Minister's look.
Tim, it is bloody lovely to have you back in the studio, I'll
Great
tell you
to be
what.
Here.
And we will have you back here next week as well.
And can I just say that guy who gave the beautiful description earlier this morning of In the Neighbourhood by Sisters Underground, so with you, dude.
Yeah, that's very good.
Very, very fantastic track,
Epic
that one
song.
There. Hey, cheers, Tim.
Thank you.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM. And